What if kittens play the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am so excited to be joined by a fellow teacher, a fellow voiceover actor, a fellow storyteller and podcaster, my friend, Jonathan Cormer.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here. Nice to meet you all.
I thank you so much for coming on the show. You are the host, and you work on the show Dork Tales Storytime, is that right?
That's right, I do. Dork Tales Storytime Podcast.
It's a wonderful show, and that's part of the reason why I'm excited to have your voice with us here today. We're going to get started. We're going to listen to our first question. This is from a patron named Remy. Remy wrote in to ask, what if there was an island that was actually a giant turtle? Great question, but we like to throw in a couple curveballs in our stories, so let's hear one more question from a listener named Dan.
Hi, my name is Ben. I'm 5 years old. And my What If World question is, what if dragons breed sprinkles? Thanks, bye.
What if indeed? That would be delicious.
Yeah, I gotta get some ice cream ready.
Yeah.
Now, we do have one last final bonus question from a listener named Liam, but we're gonna play that at the end because, you know, I like to keep some surprises for all of you listeners at home.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
You can't start the voice work yet. We gotta wait till it's at the start. No, I'm just kidding.
that was Mr. Reg, my hedgehog sidekick who had to just chime in there for a little bit.
Oh, hey, Mr. Reg. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. It's so nice of you to join us.
Oh, no problem. Carry on.
So let's find out, what if there was an island that was actually a giant turtle? And what if dragons breathed sprinkles?
Welcome, everyone. It is I, Abacus P. Grumbler. You may be wondering why I summoned you to the multi-purpose room interior. Well, you're in for a treat, because today we have a new guest teacher, Igneous Draconius.
Igneous?
Mr. Draconius? maybe we got the time wrong.
Igneous! Interruptus!
Oh, what a well-timed interruption!
Thank you. Hello, class. I am Igneous Draconius.
Yeah! Oh my gosh!
But my friends call me Iggy, so you can just refer to me as Mr. Iggy. I am a dragonborn. Do any of you know what a dragonborn is?
Oh, I do. Wait, I'm the teacher.
Mr. Abacus, perhaps you can explain what a dragonborn is.
I think it means that you're a humanoid that has many draconic qualities, so...
Oh, yes, that's very good. Yes, I am in fact a dragonborn, and I have studied magecraft since I was but a little hatchling. Now, we could maybe get started. Some simple elementary magic spells, if that's all right.
Oh, yes, that's fine. I didn't realize we'd be going into it right away with the magic, the sudden magical appearance.
Well, we are a magic school, aren't we?
Let's just not forget who the head professor is and who the guest lecturer is.
Of course not. Now, class, I will show you a very simple weather manipulation spell, but I think we need to be outdoors. Abacus, there is a dueling ground around here, isn't there?
Yes, I think we can dust off the old grounds. We just have to get everyone in a single file line. And,
we don't need to do that. I will cast a massive teleportation spell.
What?
Classroomius teleportatus. And here we are. Ooh, it's a lovely ground. A bit dusty. You haven't really used it very much, have you?
It's not that, I sort of forgot.
Well
that...
then, this could get a little dangerous, class, so I'm going to place a protective bubble around all of you.
What? I've never seen a bubble.
You know what?
There we go. And now, the awesome power of Igneous Iggy, Draconius.
Excuse me.
Cumulo Nimbus.
Yes, Ignis!
Oh, yes, Abacus?
You've completely disrupted our lesson plan for the entire day already and shown me up with magic no less than 3 times since your arrival.
Now, Abacus, if you want to say something, you have to raise your hand.
You have just invited yourself into a duel with Professor Abacus P. Grumbler!
Ah, a Gygaxian duel, you say?
Oh, what's that?
Wonderful! Now, allow me to summon our pillars.
Whoa. Wait, did the duel start yet? Because I feel like I'm already losing.
Oh, not yet. What can we start with first? Oh, I know. Levitation. How does that sound to you?
Yes, of course.
All right, class. Now, normally, a dragonborn has wings, but I've made them disappear because it makes the wings very hard to go through small doors. So instead, I've taken them off and I'm just going to use regular magical levitation.
Also, it makes your armor fit quite sveltely.
Thank you. Yes, this is a professional wizarding armor.
Wait, I shouldn't be complimenting you in a duel.
That's all right. You can compliment me as often as you like. Wingus Flightus Levitatus.
Wow, he's really gonna win.
Now, class, you are all safely protected in your bubble. Remain seated, please, because I will levitate you. Here we go, and up you go.
Levitating things with perfect control and is reliable and overrated.
Let me put the class down, and off you go, and there. All right, Abacus, please, demonstrate what you can do.
Okay, levitorium abacorius. All intentional.
Oh. He's hitting the bubble. Here, finit incantatum.
That was a close round.
Yes,
but,
excellent speed. Wonderful flying, but the landing needs a bit of work.
Well, children, I guess you are the de facto judges because it's been a long time since I've dueled and I didn't find any. And
By a long landslide.
Yes, thank you for the embellishments.
Oh, children, you are too kind. Round two. Let's see. How about conjuration? The art of summoning.
Oh, well, you won the last round, so I guess you go first again.
No problem.
It's not like I need any time to think or anything.
What am I going to do?
Let's see. Since the dueling grounds are so large, this is the perfect place to summon what or who I'm going to summon. May I introduce you all? And please, do not be afraid to applaud. Oh, mighty one. Come forth, hear my summons, Islanders Turtalon!
Oh, wow!
A giant turtle!
It's like a floating island.
It's like an island in the sky.
There is no proof that that turtle wasn't hidden behind a cloud until this very moment.
Really? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm usually in the water. After all, I am an island turtle.
Please, introduce yourself.
Yes, children and wizards. I am the great island turtle. Tim.
Tim? Is that what he said? Tim?
Oh, Tim. Bigger isn't always better. I've got to remember my audience. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. I've got something for this. Kitty meow meow. A pira meow meow. He seems to be hacking up a sort of a hairball.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's a lovely little hat you have there, Mr.
I believe he goes by Mr. Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers, are you all right? What sort of thing do you do?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much seeing it, but he's very old and has an aroma that is quite unique.
Yeah, you could say that. I think he needs to see a vet.
I don't know, I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too.
Let's see who wins this round.
Abacus.
I don't know, I thought Iggy's was pretty good, but...
We're tied. It's we're tied now, yes.
I think a tie is perfectly fine. Thank you, Tim. I will see you later. Tim is also my island vacation home.
That's right.
Oh, now he's just showing off.
Would you like to stay, Tim?
Sure. I'd like to see how this plays out.
In the final round...
Oh, yes.
Everyone knows that I am good at, transformation. That's one thing that I often do, not by accident.
Transmutation. Ah, here we are. And now, children, one thing about Dragonborns is that we all have a specific kind of breath, depending on the color. And I am a red Dragonborn, so my breath is fire. Now, observe.
Wow!
Oh, yeah, little smoky, that one.
Indeed, my whiskers are singed.
So is Mr... Are you all right, Mr. Whiskers?
Meow.
Now, I will use transmutation magic to turn my breath into something delicious. Breathalyzer, transmutata. There we go. Now, hold on. I think it's coming. Just a... And, oh, here we go.
Yes, puking!
Sprinkles.
They're so colorful.
And there you are, Abacus. You said this was your best, right? Show us what amazing transmutation you can do.
Yes. What I find is that transmuting others, oh, now that takes talent. Talent that I have in spades.
Oh, indeed.
Abacar P. Vroombla.
What's happening to me?
My arms are wheels. My back is a tailpipe.
I'm a bus.
Yes, children love cars, right? I mean, these are all eco-friendly, of course, I think.
Oh, no! I'm running over the sprinkles!
Seatbelts!
I haven't got my driver's license yet!
I'm the Scooter. I think I want to stay this way.
But your name is Scooter, so I can see why that might be. Ignis, could you maybe help me get these kids, except for Scooter, of course, back to normal?
No problem. Finit incantatum. Acceptus Scooterus.
Whoa. I'm dizzy.
My arm still hurts.
Oh, no, those tire marks will come out in the wash, I'm sure. And Scooter, remember to ask your parents' permission to stay that way, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Iggy wins!
I like being a Scooter, but Mr. Iggy wins.
I like Mr. Whiskers, but Mr. Iggy wins!
That's quite all right. I don't feel embarrassed or ashamed at all. I just need to get something from my office.
Well, at least he's not embarrassed about it, I suppose.
I think he does feel embarrassed and ashamed. Maybe that's just me.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Tim, what do you think?
I think you might have come across a little too strong there, Iggy.
You don't say. All right, I suppose I'll send you back, and children, go see the head nurse's office. Any of you who still feel bad, I'll release you from your bubble. Mr. Whiskers, are you okay?
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network.
I will go check on your teacher. I will be the bigger Dragonborn and
where you
apologize.
Can embrace the world. For over 32 years, they've educated future global citizens through their blend of full language immersion, experiential learning, and a multicultural community. Preschool through fifth grade, and
how's it going? I'm Sal, the wishing salmon. But you probably already knew that.
Didn't you hear my muffled whispering?
I wish this was.
Come on, speak up.